What are you doing? Put that damn thing away.
We left out a couple of new jokes.
I don't care. Put the damn thing away. No, wait. Literally, I went, no, yeah, now. I don't want to do that. What? No, we knew it. No, we just have to put it away. Don't you flare your nostrils in the asshole. I'll take you out right here. You just listen to me? What, we left out a couple of the new jokes.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second.
Oh, sound of this. There's a good one right there. Oh, and there's the dunk-a-dunk chick. That's you. That was a good one. Right there.
Do that one.
Huh?
Do that one.
No, I don't want to do that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't care. I don't want to do it.
We rehearsed it. I don't care. Wait, look, there's two of us up here that make decisions, and one of us does not want to do it.
Please?
What?
Please?
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
No man says please to another man. All the girls at your house are getting to you. You're acting like a chick.
Will you just do this?
Oh, Lord. All right, what the hell?
Thank you. Whatever.
Hey, Jeff, you ever yelled out the wrong name during sex?
That's not it. I don't care. I want to do this one.
No. Oh, your wife said you had.
That was a long time ago.
I know. She said it was very awkward. He went, Philip.
That is not true.
Still funny as hell. Let me ask you a question. I'm very happy for the African-Americans that they have the Kwanzaa holiday. Yeah. How come there's no all-white holidays?
What?
Merry Caucasia. Tonight we'll be having our customary Caucasia dinner, meatloaf and tater tots. Then we'll be singing our traditional Caucasia songs, Freebird and Margaritaville.
Merry Caucasia.
Hell, you could be the poster child for that holiday.
Can we talk a little bit more about Christmas?
Whatever.
So, what did you get your wife?
Mop. Well, you take the stick out. Hey, it's a wig.
Where are you shopping for your wife?
At the 99-cent store.
What'd you get your grandson?
A sponge.
That's not a toy.
It is when you convince him that SpongeBob.
What did he say to that?
He said, SpongeBob is not blue with a scour side. I said, he is when he has an infection. Keith Scrubbin.
Walter, what were some of your favorite toys when you were a kid?
Oh, nothing like today.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they got all computer games and all that. We didn't have that stuff.
No.
No. Hell, if we wanted to play tennis, we actually went outside and swung a racket. None of that wee-wee crap. And playing the guitar, there were strings, not frickin' colored buttons. Hello? And there were no shoot 'em up games. We actually went outside and killed the assholes. The drive down here did suck.
Yes, it did.
Oh my God! It was in the 405, then the 5. Holy crap! Thank goodness we turned on the radio and listened to the traffic report.
How much good did that do us?
None whatsoever! I hate the traffic reports. They're a waste of time.
Right,
let me do the traffic reports. I'll save everyone a lot of time and money.
All right.
Hey, Peanut, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. There's a lot of traffic out there. What's going on?
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Everyone left their house at the same damn time.
to you. Call me back at 5:30. I'll tell you the same thing. Only guess what? They're going the other way. Meow.
You know what else pissed me off today? What? Trying to use my cell phone, having trouble, just like the stinking commercials. Can you hear me now? Hold on now, now. You know what you don't hear in those commercials? What? The other end of the conversation. What a piece of shit! Do you know what cell phone sex is? No, can you feel me now? Hold on now. Stop it! This guy's not getting any of this. I've been watching, and the whole time, it's all going, meow! I'm just kidding, buddy. What's your name?
What is your name?
I'm fucking looking right at you! Aren't I?
I think so.
Fix my eyes, asshole. It's hard to talk to somebody if you're not looking right at them.
I know.
It's like trying to talk to somebody who has a lazy eye. You don't know which eye to focus on. Yeah, they're done that. You're sitting there talking to them thinking, oh, crap, should I be looking at that eye or that eye? Focus, you moron! Someone here has a lazy eye. I'll confuse them. Here I am. On here. Here. You know what testo is? Pesto. It's the stuff that goes on salad and pizza. No, pesto. It's in the jishin with the hair lip. Pip-do! N-n-n-n, pip-do! What if someone here has a hair lip? Sorry. Oh, stop it. Boy, what if they have a hair lip and a lazy eye? They're really gonna need lift up. Shut the hell up. Walter, you happy to be here? Oh, overjoyed. Last week I was lying on a beach in Maui and I couldn't decide, gee, should I stay in Hawaii or go to frickin' Santa Ana? My God, I can die happy now.
Fine city, I don't give a damn.
What's wrong with you? I don't know, it's hot as hell outside. My skin's all dry and itchy. You put me in a sweater. Sure as hell not gonna ask you for lotion.
You know, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, I could get a real job. Yeah,
what would you do?
I want to be a greeter at Walmart. What the hell's so funny?
At Walmart, what would be your opening line?
Oh, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out. Have a nice day.
Anything else wrong?
I don't know. My wife and I couldn't find any place to park anywhere near this stinking joint. And some jerk pulled up in a brand new Mercedes, goes right in a handicap spot. He got out of the car and there's nothing wrong with him. Don't you hate that? Yeah. So I ran his ass over. I made an honest man out of him. And his mother got out the other side, started swinging her crutches at me. Took her out with the door. Don't you feel kind of bad? Oh, hell, ain't Carpool. Good thing the police didn't see you. I ain't afraid of the cops around Santa Ana. You seen some of these guys? What, cops on bicycles? What's wrong with that? How intimidating is this? All right, buddy, pull it over. Jing, jing, jing. What are they doing? They arrest somebody. All right, in the basket.
Yes, ladies, I wrote that joke.
Yeah, you can tell the rookie cops, they got playing cards in their spokes. Halt!
You know, Walter and I were talking about our government. Yeah, do you pay attention to politics? Oh, yeah, pay attention to politics. Yeah, sure do. Okay. Can I ask you your opinion on some current issues? Oh, yeah, current issues. Okay. Let's talk about some things you might be familiar with. Okay, for example, Bubba J, what is your feeling on gun control?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, yeah, if you're drunk and seeing double, shoot in the middle. So what do you think about taxing the 1%?
Oh, I don't know. I drink whole milk.
Are you familiar with the term No Child Left Behind?
I think the movie's actually called Home Alone.
So what do you think about immigration reform?
Is it bad for me to say I'm kind of on the fence on this one?
All right, what do you think about the Clintons?
My wife says I can never find it.
No, Hillary Clinton.
It has a first name? I always thought the full name sounded like a dinosaur. Clintonsaurus. Either way, it's fossilized.
How would you feel about a woman president?
Oh no, does Obama want to become a woman too? I'm all for a woman president, just so long as she doesn't start all her speeches with, "Where the hell were you last night?" But I heard it could be Hillary against Jeb.
That's right.
Either way, we're going to have a Bush in the White House. You get it?
I'm sorry.
It's Bush. You get it?
Yeah.
Unless she goes to Brazil.
Will you stop?
You get it? Because there's no Bushes in Brazil. I got him.
I do some of these just for me, you know, so. So another big issue, I'm afraid even to ask this one, how do you feel about fracking?
Me and the wife are down to about once a month.
No, I'm talking about drilling into a hole and hitting gas.
Yeah, so am I. Matt, will you shut the hell up?
You too. Are you all right? No. What's wrong? I'm cashed. Why? I have no idea.
Well, have you ever thought about it being happy?
Yeah, what happened? Pissed me off.
What would happen if you were happy?
Your show would suck.
You know, Walter, just once, I think you should try being happy.
You're an idiot. See, what the hell is wrong with you? When I call you an idiot and you smile like I gave you cake.
Do you want to be in a good mood?
Not if I'd look like a moron like you. No, thank you. I've seen you walk by perfect strangers and go, "Oh, hello, how are you?" So that makes mothers hide their children from you.
you don't think I should be nice to strangers. You know, even dogs sniff assholes first. Maybe you should try that. I don't think so. Actually, there are those little idiot dogs that when they see anyone, they jump all around and then pee on themselves. You ever felt like doing that? That's not gonna happen. Well, you might not jump all around, but when you get my age, you'll piss on yourself. Well, I'm just happy to be here tonight.
Where the hell are we?
Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Just one question. Why are we here? It's a great part of the country.
Not in the winter, holy crap.
I don't know, I hate being cold. I even got cold in Vegas last week. Oh, in Vegas, yeah, you took your wife there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Vegas has become a great vacation spot for families.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Take the family to Vegas.
Yeah.
'Cause kids love whores.
Mommy, there's a place with poles like where you used to work. So, Walter, you been doing anything fun since we got here?
Yeah, what did I do today? I did something fun.
What?
I signed up Ahmed to be an organ donor. Oh, that's funny as hell right there. I'm getting sick of that guy. I think all this thing is going to his head.
Why?
He's been doing all the typical Hollywood stuff.
Like what?
He's been dating a goat half his age. Oh yeah, an actual goat. He even got her fake teats. Oh yeah, all six of them.
Walter, a goat only has two.
How sick is it that you actually know that? What, are you so lonely now? You're checking out barnyard animals? You know, they're called petting zoos, not heavy petting zoos. Come on, what's your name?
Margaret Weiss. Can we change the subject?
Sure.
You know, Walter, these people came here to be entertained. Not all of them. You know, there's a handful of guys sitting out there right now whose wives are like, oh, come on, we had to go see them middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now those guys are sitting out there right now going, son of a bitch. It's a middle-aged dumbass and his dolls. And now you're playing dress up with your dolls. When's the tea party, Ken? Middle-aged dumbass. Which part of that did you not like the most? Middle-aged or dumbass? What do you think? Well, you're only as old as you feel, but dumbass is in the DNA.
You know, speaking of age, you're not exactly young anymore. Hey!
Let's think about this for a second. One, how long have I been in the show?
24 years.
24 years! So anybody who might have seen our show 24 years ago,
yeah,
I look exactly the same. You do not. Yeah, this show started out young man, old man. Pretty soon we're gonna be the stinking Sunshine Boys. I used to give you dating and marriage advice. Not too long from now, we're gonna be on stage comparing colonoscopies.
You know, Walter, age is a state of mind.
Not when your ass starts leaking.
yeah, there's a couple of old farts in the front row going, yeah, he's right, Lars, my ass is leaking, he's right. And then after that, you're gonna die. I'll be on the shelf somewhere. Well, no more nightly prostate exams.
You know, Walter, technically, you're not really Frankenstein.
What?
Well, most people don't realize this, but the monster was the monster, and Frankenstein was actually the doctor.
Well, thank you, Professor Google's tooth looking much. Yeah, you should tweet that. How about that? Then you can tweet, I'm the huge dork, frowny face, hashtag dumbass. Walter, I'll take things that will never get you laid for $500, Alex.